Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 15th, Missions Monday. We're trekking along in the book of John, chapter 5. We'll start in verse 31 today, and then we'll go through, let's see here, the end of the chapter, verse 47. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs in chapter 12. We'll start in verse 1 and we'll go through verse 14. I'm really enjoying the Proverbs. What about you? Are you enjoying our rhythm of the Proverbs? I'd like to hear from you. In John's Gospel today, we continue to hear Jesus' words. In my copy of the scripture, there are a lot of red letters. And the title says this, Testimonies About Jesus. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me and have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe, since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Here in this part of John chapter 5, Jesus is talking about the testimonies that attest to who he is. One is John, a human who testifies that he had to become lesser and Jesus had to become greater. More than that, the Father testified that this is his beloved Son. And even more so than that, the works that Jesus is doing testify to his messiahship. And he says, the scriptures have been telling you about me. You search the scriptures, and yet you do not accept me. It's a pretty tough passage. And so my prayer is for us as we diligently search the scriptures. Well, one, that we would diligently search the scriptures. But once we do, that in them we would find the hope of Jesus Christ everywhere we look. On that note, let's move over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 12, and we'll read the first 14 verses. This is God's word for us today. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Whoever hates correction is stupid. Good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. A person is praised according to their prudence, and one with a warped mind is despised. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. the righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies have no sense. The wicked desire the stronghold of evildoers, but the root of the righteous endures. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Verse 4 sticks out to me today. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like the decay in his bones. Doesn't sound so good. Those of us who are wives, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be of noble character, to look to you for our righteousness and for our help. Here's another good one. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But whoever hates correction is stupid. Lord, help us to be open to the correction that you bring to us. And would you bring it gently so that as you teach us from your word, we would be changed. And especially if you bring it through another individual, Lord, help us not to buck up against your correction. Help us to be open to what you might say through the wise people, the people of Christ that you put around us. Today is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside our partner in ministry, Ruba Abbasi. She works with the Arab Center for Cultural Training and Services, and she has several prayer requests that we pray for protection and safety because they are in the Middle East. Also pray for young adults that went through the evangelism training course that they give, that they might confidently and wholeheartedly share the gospel of Jesus. And then finally, they ask that we pray for women that are receiving counseling, many of them who have experienced sexual abuse and marital difficulties, and for the counselors that are ministering to them in these days ahead. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this Monday where we can meet the week knowing that you are there with us. Help us to remember that today is a gift. Thank you, Lord, for your testimony about who Jesus is. Thank you for your scriptures, where we can see the truth about him. I pray, Lord, that we would live according to the wisdom you give us. Help us, Lord, to be noble, to be kind, to be wise, to be open to instruction and righteousness. Bless our partners in ministry, Ruba Abbasi and the Cultural Center for Training and Services. We pray for safety in difficult circumstances. We pray for the young adults who have gone through the evangelism training. Help them to confidently and wholeheartedly serve you. We pray, Lord, for the women who are being counseled, many of whom have been through very difficult circumstances. May they cling to you, knowing you to be faithful and kind and loving. Thank you, Lord, again for your word. Thank you for this community of faith that you have given us. We love you, Lord. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.